Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat trading 743 and a quarter, up 4.5. July 746 and three quarters, up 4.5. Soft May wheat 675 and three quarters, up 6.5. July 681 and a quarter, up 6.25. May corn 495, down three quarters. July $5 and a quarter, down three quarters. December 496 and three quarters, down a quarter. May soybeans 1465 and a half, up 3.25. July 1444 and a half, up 3.25. November 1199, up 1. May soybean meal 476.80, up 30 cents. May soybean oil 41.37, now 39, up 54. April live cattle 145, up 40. April feeders 178.87 and a half, up 165. April lean hogs 126.60, they are down 40.
Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Boy, oh boy, you called the markets exactly right last week when you said let's throw a bone out and give a nod for the bulls to both corn and soybeans, and we did indeed get some numbers that were friendly enough to push the market a little bit higher over the week, since the report until now, but we're settling back a little bit. Are we consolidating at these levels, Dan, or are we waiting for WASD next week, or are we waiting for weather, or what?
Yeah, I would say we're probably taking a breather. You know, we've had an awfully good run, you know, out of the late January lows, early February lows. You know, the market worked beautiful for the technical types. They've made some good profits. And I think yesterday you saw them begin to bank some of those profits. And that ended up with a pretty sharp sell-off. But in today's type market, you know, once one cow goes out the barn, the whole herd wants to go out the barn. So we kind of get into these flash days, sharply lower type days down. The key here will be how the market, I think, finishes out today. But my guess is we've had enough excitement, at least for now. I think the WASD report is going to be supportive, but that's not going to be a surprise because the stocks report laid down the markers for what USDA is probably going to do on the WASD report. So there's no doubt that they're going to have to recognize larger export numbers in both corn and soybeans and bring ending stocks down accordingly. But that's not going to be a surprise, whereas the USDA report here Monday was a surprise, and that's what took it higher. Now, a lot of the trade is skeptical still of USDA's numbers, but they are what they are, and we're not going to see any changes in them until we get into the June report. And by the time June 30th comes around, either we've got a crop well on its way or we got a crop in trouble, depending upon what the weather is up to this point. So I think the market, is taking a breather, might even consolidate, might even see a little loss in here. But I don't see the market falling apart until the planters start rolling. And I know some areas that may not be too far away. Other areas it's going to be quite a ways away. I mean, I understand Minnesota's getting hammered with snow here today. So it is beginning to look like we're going to start off late anyway. Now, how late, we'll have to kind of wait and see on it yet, but it doesn't look like we're going to see any real major, active planting activity in the central part of the Corn Belt for a while in here. So I imagine everybody's getting anxious, but export demand remains good, but that's not new news. There's no doubt is so. The market is probably transitioning to more of a growing season outlook. How early does the crop get planted? How timely does it go in? Are there any problems in the Corn Belt? Those are probably going to be the next big go-round as far as what jerks this market around. And whether or not it keeps it in its uptrend.
So, given all that you just talked about and the behavior of the technicals, would you think that the next move will be consolidation at the higher range, or do you think that the next move would be a gradual decline back into the range that we had been trading for the last couple of months in both corn and beans?
Well, I think we're consolidating to go higher. I don't think we're done going higher yet. I think old crop corn is going to try on the 5.25 shoe, and I would not rule out something a little higher as we go down the road. Today we're kind of, taking a breather. I think May soybeans are going to maybe try 15.25 on a shoe size, maybe even 15.75. So I think we're, if we can hold things together today without going into a meltdown, I think that really says a lot that yesterday was more of a fluke-type reversal down. But if we would lose significantly today, then we're probably in for more of a corrective decline before we go higher.
So would looking at the weekly charts be the key, seeing if we got higher highs for the week?
Yeah, I mean, it does look like, unless something, we really go into a meltdown situation, I mean, we're ahead for the week. We're probably in the trading in the mid-range of the week after yesterday's decline. If we finish out the week higher, that means the bull still has the most chips on his side of the table, and he can push the market around a little bit next week.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter May wheat is 7.42, up 3.25. July, 7.46 and 3/4, up 4.5. Soft May wheat, 6.74 and 3/4, up 5.5. July, 6.80 and 1/4, up 5. May corn, 4.96 and 1/4, up 0.5. July, 5.01 and 1/4, up 0.5. December, 4.97 and 3/4, up 3/4. May soybeans, 14.66 and 1/4, up 4. July, 14.45, up 3.75. November, 11.98 and 1/4, up 1/4. May soybean meal, 476.60, up 10. May soybean oil, 41.45, up 60 cents. April live cattle are 144.97 and 1/2. They're up 37.5. April lean hogs are 126.30, and they are down 70 cents. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.